Could the things you think are good really be bad? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Stephen Bancars, who was on our previous show, who thought he was doing the right thing by influencing millions of people to New Age beliefs.
I think that I was such an influential person growing up where I felt like I was, you know, yeah. I was a leader and yeah. I had all my ways set and I had all the answers. So I could totally relate to that. I had a lot of pride and I can remember a time, probably many, but one specifically where I told this guy, and he was married, and he liked another girl at the job that I was working at, and he was unhappy, and I was like, just go with your heart. You know, why are you married? You shouldn't even be married if you're not happy. And at that time, I thought I was so smart and that, you know, I had the answers. I mean, I was probably 19 years old at the time.
But you're telling this guy to get a
divorce. But I told this guy, and he was older, and you know, the sad part is he took my advice. Now, not to say that he may or not, you know, but because of my influence, I feel like I've brought a lot of people astray in the past, and it was very hard looking back at that.
I think that's a lot of wisdom. That's a great story, honey, because in the Bible, it actually talks about how there's a man by the name of Saul, and his name is Paul now in the Bible, but his name was Saul, and he thought he was doing the right thing by killing Christians. He thought he was, you know, he was so zealous for his religion, and he thought that it was his job to make sure that that Christian group was put to death. And so he did it, and then when he met the Lord Jesus Christ, he realized what he did was a mistake. And that revolutionized his life. And then, I mean, he wrote most of the New Testament. So God chose to use him so that even if we are doing things that we thought were good, but then ended up being bad, God can still use us to bring his glory about in those situations.
And what I've learned is to get advice from God before I give advice. And that has helped because he knows everything. Instead of thinking I know everything, I say, Lord, what do you think? And I'm not so quick to the trigger to tell people advice. So let's welcome Stephen right here after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away two free tickets to one lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest and would love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And we have with us once again Stephen Bancars, who was into really parapsychology. He was into aliens. He believed in all of this stuff.
New Age.
All the New Age stuff. In fact, he had two outer body experiences, one where he saw someone with three eyes who he thought was a spirit guide, but now says it was really a demon. And so here he was just really believing in all of these things, and we're going to talk to him about it and where it led him. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes. And so after you had that outer body experience, it was very scary and nobody really knew the answer. Some of the people that were in the New Age groups were saying maybe it was a family member from the past. And you had said on our previous show that you were so scared that you put a Bible under your pillow. It's so interesting to me that you would do that when yet you were still battling with the fact that you didn't know if Jesus was the way. The way that could help you in life. So here you are with this, and you started a Facebook page about aliens and all the research you've done. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was so heavily involved into my research that I kept having people asking me questions about this stuff because I was so well-versed in the information. And so in November of 2012, I ended up creating a Facebook page called Spirit Science and Metaphysics. And this was kind of a compilation of the research that I had come across for, you know, reincarnation, pyramid technology, the afterlife, the existence of the soul, a source field, a universal source field, different theories of consciousness, etc. And I started making posts on this Facebook page, and it was doing so well for its size that it gained the attention of someone named Jordan from a YouTube series called Spirit Science. And he had a really big YouTube channel, and it was like the main YouTube channel for New Age stuff. And when he reached out to me, I was so overjoyed because I saw him as like being a really big influence on my work. And we ended up collaborating a little bit. I would share stuff from my page onto his. He would share stuff from his page onto mine. And I started making other connections with other admins from various Facebook pages. And before you know it, you have, you know, 500,000 followers on your Facebook page, 700,000 followers on your Facebook page. It was just blowing up. And I was attracting all of these people who were into the occult and into New Ageism. And they loved my work. They believed everything that I believed. So I decided finally, you know what? Everyone else has a website. Every other big Facebook page out there has a website. I'm going to make one myself. And I received like 700,000 website views in my second day. I had like 6 or 7 million total views my first month. It was just completely taking off. It was teaching false stuff that I now know is false. But at the time, I thought this was God like confirming to me, good job. Like, you're helping wake humanity up. I thought that God was on my side and was helping propel me into this success because I was helping humanity awaken spiritually to a higher state of consciousness. My website was the largest New Age site in the world for a while.
And you were getting paid a lot of money then, right? You started getting money, and with that came a nice car, a nice home. You had all of these things coming your way, but yet there still seemed to be an emptiness. Is that right?
Yeah, I was totally convinced I had found the truth about Jesus even. I believe Jesus was a mystic who taught us the inner path to enlightenment, to God consciousness, to Christ consciousness, to awaken our own inner Christ nature in us. That's what I believed about him. And I was arrogant. I was fully convinced that I had found the truth. My website was bringing in like 30 to 50 grand a month in ad revenue. I was living the dream. I was able to get the car I wanted, the house I wanted. And to say that I was still unfulfilled is the biggest understatement ever. I was totally wrecked. I was broken. My thoughts were evil and perverse continuously. I was a lust addict. I had an addictive personality, so I'd just go from one addiction to the next to the next. And I was completely broken. I was sad. I was lost. I was scared. I was depraved. I was just terribly debased. My moral compass was completely whacked. But I felt that I still had God on my side. That's how strong of a delusion I was under, is that I could be living in total habitual sin, like brutal kinds of sin, and to still be convinced that Jesus was for me because I had a false Christ, and that God was for me because I worshiped a God in my imagination. The New Age, it didn't bear any good spiritual fruit in me. It didn't produce any fruits of righteousness, of peace. And I reached one point where after I destroyed a relationship I was in, I just couldn't do it anymore. And I fell on my face, and I just one night after I was just so broken and done, I fell on my face before him and I just repented. And I was just like, I'm sorry. I can't do it. And that's when he revealed himself to me spiritually. That's when I encountered his presence, and that's when everything started to change. The atmosphere changed. It became thick and heavy with a personal, holy, righteous presence. And I knew it was the presence of Jesus. More specifically, it was the Jesus of the New Testament. It was the Jesus of the Bible. It wasn't the Jesus of Deepak Chopra. It was the real Jesus. And I could feel that he had full and complete authority, that he was Lord over me and over everything in creation. And it seemed like the things around me outside, the trees and the sounds of nature, were recognizing him, like they were worshiping him. I was totally overwhelmed, and I didn't know he existed in this way, but he was my last option. I was just so wrecked. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm done. I believe I want you to have my life. And I was just bawling. And the air was so thick with his presence, I couldn't stand. I tried to get up and I couldn't. That was the first time that I encountered the Holy Spirit. And after that experience, I went inside and I had so many light bulbs going off in my head, so much help from the Holy Spirit to show me the truth about the stuff that I was involved with, whether it be aliens, reincarnation, mysticism. I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. I finally get it. Jesus is Lord. And all of this is a bunch of deception to lead people away from him. Oh my goodness, I was fooled. How could I not have seen this? It all makes sense now. Everything makes sense when you have Jesus, because Jesus is the truth. He's not just the Savior. He's the truth. He's the standard of truth. And when you have his Spirit living in you, that's when you can start making these connections, because his Spirit awakens these things and enlightens our minds. And I was like, I'm done. I cannot go back to the New Age. So I ended up making up public apologies on Facebook, telling everyone, I'm sorry for everyone I deceived with this New Age garbage. It's demonic strategy set up to keep us from Jesus, the only Son of God. He's not a mystic. He's exactly who he claimed to be. He's the sacrifice for our sins. And I apologize for anybody that I, you know, led astray. And I quit my job. I sold my house. I sold my car, and I was done. And I gave my life to Jesus on the spot after so many years of diligently seeking one experience in the presence of Jesus. It's enough to do it.
That's Thank you, amazing. Lord. That is so powerful. Wow. And there are people listening right now who say, wow, I want what he has. I've dabbled in witchcraft. I've tried aliens. I've tried this. I just want to know the truth. And you're saying to me, none of those things are real. The parapsychology, the reincarnation, the spirit science, all those things
not true.
Are not real. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And so we're going to pray for people right now. God bless you for all you're doing and reaching people and letting them know that Jesus is the way. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you.
What I really like here is you are hearing evidence of someone who experienced the reality of the darker realm, but then is finding out that there's a truth, and there's one truth, that Jesus is the Lord. So let's do this as a fun experiment over the radio. Jesus, we are calling out to the Jesus of the Bible, as Stephen talks about. And we thank you that as Stephen has found out that you're real, please reveal yourself to us. That's our prayer. Please reveal yourself to us that you are the way, the truth, and
to
the life.
To those who are listening, Lord.
Just like the Bible says. So we thank you, Jesus, that as we've prayed that prayer, we just receive you, we believe in you, and we know that this is going to completely fill our lives. In Jesus' name.
All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, set free, made whole, and delivered. Call out to Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.